Blog Talk Radio.
Dawa da lawyer, yes sir, Allah. It's right here. Let's get it.
We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly. But that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Say the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet. Say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 through 9. For the watchman, God don't want the people. Cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1 through 3. They about to come against us. The house is right for the woman, rap. Half of the city took a fourth in two captivity. And the rest of the Jew, the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, after my shalom, they gon' kick a dog. Second Ezra 16 and 31. We think the higher that he sent his son Yeshua. Second Ezra 2 and 43. We gon' see you die. We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. But the King James, nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7. Leave Babylon, it's about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
Yeah, you know, that's all over the news. You can see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo, but this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6, Yeshua said, for the rule of the Lord, pay attention to Iran. See, that's the Persians, the Medes. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter, Deuteronomy. You gotta read the Most High Law, Tanakh, Torah. Genesis 1924, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High Law rain fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in the rain against the queen, yes, America. The scriptures call up Babylon. Revelation 18 and 8, on to the Most High God who judges her. But first, y'all gonna see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14, 12, Isaiah 50, 4 and 16.
Oh, nigga, we hit the strip, still a bar. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 57. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, boom, boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished.
Sourdough lawyer on the beat.
And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Or no temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. We can agree on that.
Shabbat Shalom. All the brothers and sisters out there on all four corners of the earth. This is Warriors in Christ. First off, we would like to start by saying Ahaya Bahashem Yeshaya Barakatham. Let's bless you all in the name of the Most High in Christ. We are Warriors in Christ. And we're back on the air. It's been a while. Brother Dwayne, are you there?
Yes, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Sorry about that, folks. This is Brother Yohanathan and Brother Dwayne. Doing just great, man. We're doing it once again. It's been about a year. But we back. We back to do the work of the Father. And you know, we're welcoming everybody back to the Lion's Den.
Welcome to the Lion's Den. Can you hear me clearly?
Say it again, brother.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. Absolutely.
Okay, welcome back to the Lion's Den. This is Warriors in Christ. First and foremost, like I say, all praise to the Most High in the name of Yeshua. And, we've been through a lot of different things, as everybody else has been through a lot of different things. So we're bringing a new format to our show. We're going to read Seven Overcomes, because once you come in the truth, things are going to come against you. But in the end, if you overcome, that's what matters. Go ahead, brother.
All right, everybody. First of all, I'm going to start off in the Revelations. And like the brother said, we're going to be going over the Seven Overcomes as Christ was speaking of, letting us know that we're going to go through things, but to endure and make it into the kingdom of the Most High, we must overcome. So I'm going to be starting off in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the Most High. Okay, we're going to go to Revelation 2, verse 11. It says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. And those are the seven overcomes that were written of in Revelation, that Christ said we must, if we overcome, we will obtain all these things that were just spoken of within the scriptures. Right.
Red and blue flag, they're painting, baby. They hate us cause we dirty. Then for Patrick, play no consequence.
Now I'm God lawyer, yes sir, I go super hard every minute.
I break them down with the scriptures. I break them down with the scriptures. I break them down with the scriptures.
I go super hard every minute.
Right. Those were the seven overcomes And as the brother was saying, as a part of, you know, the new format, we just want to awaken everybody to know that Christ said we must overcome. Him that endures until the end, that same shall be saved. So we understand that, and we want to make sure that everybody is aware that we're going to go through things, but we must overcome and endure all the way to the end. So
we must overcome all the way to the end. Piggybacking on what the brother said, everybody's going to go through something, but in the end, if we overcome, all those seven things will be given to us. So I hope y'all enjoy the show. Take over, brother.
All right. So we're back 2013, and we have a, you know, we have a lot of, you know, understanding that needs to be spread throughout the four corners of the earth. We welcome everybody back. Sorry it's been so long, but at the same time, we understand we have a work to do, and moving forward, that's where we are right now. So welcome everybody back to the Lion's Den, and we're going to get ready to get into the lesson in one moment. Yes. All right. Today's study is going to be the truth of Christ that your pastors won't preach about. Today's study, the truth of Christ that your pastors will not preach about. All right, Brother Dwayne.
Okay, today, like you said, we're going into the truth of Christ your pastors won't preach about. And it's about Christ, and it's about what Christ is coming to do. It's about a lot of different things with Christ. So with that in mind, y'all pay attention to this song.
Thank you.
7, verse 9.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 9.
And hold on, before we go to Daniel 7, verse 9, I'm sorry, because we just stopped on this texture, his hair texture. Verse 15 says, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if it were burnt in a furnace. Brother, can you please help me out with that? What color is brass?
Brass, a lot of instruments are made in the color of brass, whether it be a trumpet or a saxophone, things of that nature. Pretty much the same type of color as a penny, you know, that kind of copper tone look.
Okay, and this fine brass, what we're speaking about, what if we put it in the furnace? What would the color of that be?
Well, quite naturally, anything you throw in the furnace that burns is going to turn black. It doesn't matter what color it is. Doesn't matter what it is, actually. But
so that picture that been given to the masses to understand that Christ, do that correlate with what the scripture is saying?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. That's why this is called the truth of Christ, what your pastor won't preach about. Let's go to Daniel 7, verse 9.
Daniel 7, verse 9. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire.
Okay, right here is showing that the Most High, the Ancient of Days, the creator of all things, who was around before time, before days, the Ancient of Days, his head of his hair was woolly. It was woolly, woolly texture. Isn't that what the scripture's saying, brother?
Absolutely. And the hairs of his head like the pure wool.
So again, the pastors are not bringing out the truth for the scriptures. The only thing we're doing is reading scriptures, people. Go to Colossians 1, verse 12 through 18 for me, so we could put all this together so we could get an understanding. Colossians 1 and 12.
Colossians 1 and 12. Colossians 1, verse 12.
12 through 18.
Giving thanks. 12 through 18. Colossians 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body. Is that it, brother?
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and that in all things he might have preeminence. This is showing right here that the pastors don't give you the understanding and the truth that Christ created everything. They don't give you the understanding in the truth that Christ is the invisible image of the Most High. Christ was, everything was given to Christ. Christ inherited everything. Let's go to Hebrews 1:1. And let's remember what we just read in Colossians. Matter of fact, you go to Hebrews 1:1.
All right. Got it. Never.
Okay. 9. I'm going to read Colossians. I'm going to stay in Colossians, and I'm going to read verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Now, read.
Hebrews 1:1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
Okay, now, I'm going to read Colossians 1, 14. And it's going to sound just like Hebrew. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in hell. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm so like you. He did make hell to y'all. I'm sorry. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and in earth. So that's showing you right there that the Big Bang Theory, science, and all this other stuff, they're trying to figure out how the heavens and the earth was made. This is how the heavens and the earth was made. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Those are the hosts of the heavens, the angels. Christ created all things. He is the image.
Go over Hebrews 1:1 again.
Go through Hebrews 1:1 again.
God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
Okay. Like I said, the schools, the pastors, these books, these different shows with all this science about this Big Bang Theory, where the earth could have came from, or all these different philosophies and different theologies. The scriptures right here is showing us, Colossians is showing us, Hebrews is showing us that Yeshua created all things. And for any individual who is listening, don't know who Yeshua is, that's my Savior in Hebrew. Okay. Which is Christ. Go to Acts 2:25, because that right there was showing how Christ created all things. But the earth has been tricked by Satan, not the knowing, and giving reverence unto the Creator. through Christ creating the earth. But that's what we're here for. We're here to give reverence back to Ahayah through Christ, through us being on this radio show, letting you know that Christ created all things. Acts 2, verse 25.
Acts chapter 2, verse 25. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore, did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad? Moreover, also, my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruits of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne.
Okay. Right here, David gave a prophecy letting us know through the fruit of his loins, Christ will be set up. And that was a promise to him from the Most High. So, Christ came through a physical bloodline according to the flesh. Acts 2, verse 3. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that the Most High Power has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Now, if Christ was already prophesied through David to come through his loins, isn't that a physical bloodline, brother?
Yes, sir. No other way to go through loins other than to be physical. By the flesh.
And the fruit of his loins would be through sperm. Right?
Yeah. Correct.
So, according to the flesh, is something the pastors don't deal with. They don't deal with according to the truth. But we finna do it according to the truth. Let's go with Romans 1, verse 1.
Romans 1, verse 1. Romans 1 and 1. Paul, a servant of Yeshua Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son, Yeshua Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David, according to the flesh.
According to the what?
According to the flesh.
According to the Virgin Mary.
According to the flesh.
Because we also understand that the word virgin, according to, it, matter of fact, virgin didn't even exist when Abraham was walking on earth. The word virgin didn't exist. They spoke ancient Persian Hebrew. But if you do look in the Old Testament and see the word virgin, it means damsel or maid. So, according to the flesh that belonged to David through Judah, through Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham, Christ came through. But read verse 4 for me.
Romans 1 and 4. And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead.
Now that spirit that was inside that flesh was the same spirit, the very first begotten that created the heavens, the earth, the thrones, and all principalities. The same spirit we read about in Hebrews 1 through 8. The same spirit we read about in Colossians 12 through 18. The understanding is, yes, Christ did walk the earth and was a man of color, what we read in Revelation. Yes, Christ is a spirit, the very first spirit, the very first begotten that came from the heavens that created the heavens and the earth. So, let's go to Matthew 1, verse 1.
Matthew 1 and 1. The book of generations. The book of the generation of Yeshua Christ, son of David.
Hold on. The book of generations. What's a generation?
Genealogy.
A bloodline. Go ahead, boy.
The book of generation of Yeshua Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judas and his brethren. And Judas begot.
Jump down to verse six.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 6. And Jesse begot David, the king. And David, the king, begot Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah.
Okay, now, this whole chapter, this Matthew 1, verse 17, well, we're going to go down to 15, all the way down to 16. Read verse 16 for me.
Okay. Matthew 1 and 16. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Yeshua, who was called Christ.
Okay. That's showing you the bloodline of the king. This is the bloodline of the king's bloodline. We're going to go back to verse 6. And Jesse begot David, the king. And we all know David passed it down to Solomon. And Solomon on down, verse 7, show you who the kingship went to. Now, when you go back in 1 Kings and 2 Kings, you get a, in chronicle order, the same thing what you see now, but you get in-depth understanding because it tells you all the things those certain kings did. It tells you all the things those kings did. See, those pastors don't tell you that. You have to go in the old to understand the new. Now, we're in the New Testament. In order to understand what those kings did, go in the Book of Kings. Now, let's look at Psalms 2, verse 2.
Psalms 2, verse 2. One moment. Psalms chapter 2, verse 2. The king
Hold on one second. Because I'm finna go into something else to show. We finna go on something else to show what Christ come in the earth to do. But before we do that, go to Luke 2. You read 1 down through 4 for me.
Luke chapter 2. Verse 1.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
Hold on. Joseph was from where?
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
He was from the lineage, the bloodline, from the genealogy, from the down through the part of generations of David. So that's showing you Christ did have a physical father, because at that time, it's showing you, read verse 1 again, for we could see who was in control of Jerusalem at that time.
And it came to pass, Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
So therefore, it's showing you that Caesar Augustus was running the world in. He was in control of all the land, and he sent the decree. So therefore, David's genealogy was not in rulership in their own land. Because if they was in rulership in their own land, Joseph would have been sitting on the throne in Jerusalem, in the land of Judea, or Old Testament, the land of Judah. So, let's move on to show you what Christ's function is when he comes. Let's see how the nation feel about Christ. Let's go to Psalms verse 2. No, Psalms chapter 2. I'm sorry, Psalms chapter 2. Hold on 1 second. Grab Psalms chapter 2. And I want you to grab Acts 24, verse 25. Psalms chapter 2 and Acts 24, verse 25.
All right, got it. Psalms chapter 2.
Read Psalms 2 real fast.
Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The king of the earth set themselves. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us.
Read that again.
Psalms chapter 2, verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointing.
Hold on. They set themselves in the world against who?
Against the Lord.
Against the Most High Power, and keep going.
And against his anointed. Same.
Hold on, start right there. Because people could say, that's not talking about the Most High in Christ. Go to Acts 24, verse 25, and read that for me.
Acts 24, verse 25. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance,
and judgment to come. Felix trembled, then answered, go thy way for this time. When
hold
I
on,
have
hold
a convenient.
No, 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 no. Hold on, hold on. That's not the right scripture. That's Acts 24, verse 25.
Yes, it is. Yes, 24 and 25.
Hold on one second. Go back to Acts 2. Go back to Psalms 2 and read Psalms 2 for me. Why get that scripture?
All right. Psalms chapter 2, verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against the anointed, saying,
okay,
let us break
them
down.
I'm sorry. Go to Acts 20, go to Acts 4, verse 25. Go to Acts 4, verse 25. And I'm going to read that again. Why do the heathen rage and people imagine a vain thing? The kings of earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Most High power and against his anointing. So this is showing you that the earth is not in league with the Father and the Son, like the pastor's been teaching us, been telling us. The earth is in war against the Most High. Read verse 25 in Acts.
Acts chapter 4, verse 25. Who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ.
That is showing you right there a mirror, which is a precept to act to Psalms 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Most High power and against his Christ. So the rulers of the earth, sad to say it, your presidents, your kings, your governors, all these people with great power is in league against the Most High and against Christ. That's what the scriptures are telling us. Read that again for me. Acts 25.
Acts 4, verse 25. Who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against thee, Lord, against the Lord, and against his Christ.
Okay. Psalms 2, chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Most High power and against his anointing, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them into pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from thy way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in the Most High. Put their trust in the Most High, put their trust in Christ.
Right.
It's showing you that the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. Job 9, verse 24. It shows you that the people that give you your understanding is actually in league with the people that's keeping the truth from you. Now, our goal is to bring the truth to you. Go to Revelation 19, verse 11. Because now we're showing you when Christ comes back in his atmosphere, he's not going to have no rose in his mouth skipping through no daisy field. He's not going to lay down with lilies. He's not. Listen, it's going to be trouble when Christ comes. Now, after Christ subdue the earth, it's going to be peace. But before Christ subdue the earth, the wicked, the kings, the rulers of the earth, they're not going to want to get the earth up peacefully. Christ will have to take the earth. Revelation 19, verse 11.
Revelation 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture. Is it?
Read that. Read 16.
And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Now, Revelation 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness, he do judge and make war. When Christ come back, he's come to make war. He's come to make war. How we know? Verse 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine, white, clean linen. The army of Christ is coming. The army of the Most High is coming. It's going to be led by his son, Yeshua, who he gave all things to him. Everything is abundant to him. Christ will subdue the earth, 1,000-year peace period. Then he will give her everything back to the Father. Okay. Now, let's look at verse 15. And out his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he should rule them with a rod of iron, and he treaded the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of the Almighty Power. And out the mouth will go a sharp sword, with it he shall smite the nations. Go to Revelation 2, verse 16.
Revelation 2, verse 16. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
Right here, it's shown again. He said he will fight against you with the sword of his mouth. Let's go to Esdras 13, verse 1 through 11.
Same thing you're about to let them know where we're going at exactly.
Okay, go ahead. Do your thing.
All right, we're going into the King James Version Apocrypha, 1611 edition. Apocrypha means hidden books. It's a part of history that was taken out of the Bible, but it belongs there. So that's where we're going. 1611, King James Version, Bible, the Apocrypha. What was that chapter and verse, brother?
Chapter 13, Esdras, 2nd Esdras, 13, chapter 1 through 11.
Okay, 2nd Esdras, chapter 13, verse 1.
We piggybacking on showing that the rulers, the judges in this earth are at war against the Most High. We can't see it. We don't understand it because the people of the Most High don't know who they is. The people of the Most High think they Africans, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, and so on and so on. It's 12 different tribes. But we, our job is to wake Israel up. And after we wake Israel, we have to go out and be a light to the Gentiles. Because Jew or Gentile can make it. Anybody can make it, as long as you follow in the law, statutes, and commandments, and you understand that Ahio is king in Yeshaya, is his son, that will rule for 1,000 years. Read Esdras 1 through 11.
Second Esdras, chapter 13, verse 1. And it came to pass after 7 days, I dreamed a dream by night. And lo, there arose a wind from the sea, that it moved all the waves thereof. And I beheld, and lo, that man waxed strong with the thousands of heaven. And when he turned his countenance to look, all the things trembled that were seen under him. And whensoever the voice went out of his mouth, all they burnt that heard his voice, like as the earth faileth when it filleth the fire. And after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of number from the four winds of the heaven to subdue the man that came out of the sea. But I beheld, and lo, he had graved himself a great mountain and flew up upon it. But I would have seen the region or place whereout the hill was graven, and I could not. And after this I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were sore afraid, and yet durst fight. Verse 9. And lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lift up his hand, nor held sword, nor any instrument of war. Verse 10. But only I saw that he sent out of his mouth, as it had been, a blast of fire, and out of his lips a flaming breath, and out of his tongue he cast out sparks and tempest. Verse 11. And they were all mixed together, a blast of fire, the flaming breath, and the great tempest, and fell with violence upon the multitude, which was prepared to fight, and burnt them up, everyone, so that upon a sudden of an innumerable multitude, nothing was to be perceived, but only dust and smell of smoke. When I saw this, I was afraid.
When Ezra saw this, he was afraid. Christ blowing fire out of his mouth. You know, your pastors don't teach that, don't tell that. Matter of fact, your pastors don't even tell the truth because they up on the 501c3. They locked in with that tax exempt. They getting all the money that comes. They just not telling you the truth. They not telling you the truth. Go to Isaiah 1. Go to Isaiah 11, verse 4. Because Christ is spitting fire out of his mouth. If Christ spitting fire out his mouth and it's documented, why is the pastor not telling nobody about this? Why are they telling you just bringing you their money, sow a seed, and Just confess in your heart, and Jesus Christ is going to bless you. Why are they not telling you Christ is coming to free the people physically? Isaiah 11, verse 4.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
Read that again for me, because did it just say he was going to slay the wicked with the breath? Say that again. Read that again.
But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
With the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. I'm going to read 2 Esdras 13, what he just read before this scripture, and I'm going to read verse 11. 2 Esdras chapter 13, verse 11, and verse 10. But only I saw that he sent out his mouth as it had been a blast of fire, and out his lips a flaming breath, and out his tongue he carried out sparks and tempests, and they were all mixed together, the blast of fire, the flaming breath, and the great tempest, and fell with violence upon the multitude, which was prepared to fight, and burned them up, everyone. So that upon a sudden of an innumerable multitude, nothing to be perceived, but only dust and smell of smoke. And I saw this, I was afraid. Read what you just read again from the brother.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
With the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. Now we're getting a better understanding that the pastors don't teach Christ is the image of the invisible Father, the express image of the Father. Christ created the heavens, the earth, the principalities, the thrones, the complexion of Christ. They don't teach the true complexion of Christ. And they also don't tell you that Christ has a physical bloodline in the earth. So we covering different things that these pastors don't cover. And they most definitely not going to tell you that Christ is coming in the earth to subdue the earth from these governments, from these the rulers of the earth. And now we're seeing that Christ is going to spit fire out of his mouth. Because I'm not saying this. The brother John is not saying this. Read 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 7 and 8.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Yeshua Christ.
Now, we're getting a better understanding of Psalms 2. We get, it said, in a flaming vengeance. So now we understand it. Everybody keeps saying, yeah, he's going to destroy the earth with fire. Maybe Christ coming in the earth and going to use fire. Maybe that's a proper interpretation for that. Let's go to Esdras 13, verse 21, because it says taking vengeance taking vengeance with a flaming fire. And we know who that's going towards to because it's already told us in Second Psalms, the rulers of this earth, the judges, the kings in array against the Most High and his Christ. Second Ezra 13, verse 21 through 30.
Second Ezra chapter 13, verse 21. The interpretation of the vision shall I show thee, and I will open unto thee the thing that thou hast required, whereas thou hast spoken of them that are left behind. This is the interpretation. Verse 23. He that shall endure the peril in that time has kept themselves. They that be fallen into danger are such as have workers and faith towards the Almighty. Know this, therefore, that they which be left behind are more blessed than they that be dead. This is the meaning of the vision, whereas thou sawest a man coming up from the midst of the sea. The same is he whom God the highest hath kept a great season, which by his own self shall deliver his creature. And he shall order them that are left behind. Verse 27. And whereas thou sawest that out of his mouth there came as a blast of wind and fire and storm, and that he held neither sword nor any instrument of war, but that the rushing in of him destroyed the whole multitude that came to subdue him. This is the interpretation. Behold, the days come when the Most High will begin to deliver them that are upon the earth. Verse 30. And he shall come to the astonishment of them that dwell on the earth.
Okay. Now, we're getting an understanding now. And also, while we're getting an understanding that Christ, verse 28, and that he held neither sword nor any instrument of war, but that the rushing in him, destroyed the whole multitude that came to subdue him. How did he do that? Verse 27. And whereas thou sawest that out his mouth there came a blast of wind and fire and storm. So we're getting a better understanding. We're getting a better understanding. And this also shows that saying, oh, I just take Jesus Christ in my heart as my Savior and I'm saved. Verse 26 say, the same is he whom the Most High Power, the highest, have kept a great season, which by his own self shall deliver his creature. So Christ come in the earth to physically save the Most High creation. He's coming to physically save the Most High creation. And there's something else that this verse has shown, that the rapture, if Christ coming to subdue the wicked by the rod of his mouth and destroyed him with a flame of fire, why was it said he was going to come grab people and just leave? Because verse 24 says, know this, therefore, that they which be left behind. You ever heard of the left behind doctrine? Let's read this again. Know this, therefore, that they which be left behind are more blessed than they that are dead. So let's keep going. The same,
right.
I'm going to go to verse 26. The same is he whom the Most High Power, the highest, have kept a great season, which by his own self shall deliver his creation. I mean, his creature, the Most High creation, which we all know Christ created all things, and he shall order them that are left behind. Christ gonna give instructions. Why we know Christ going to give instruction? Because Christ is going to be the king that rules for a 1,000-year period. So where do that come from floating up in the cloud? Because if they floated up in the cloud, the scripture says those left behind are more blessed than those that are dead. And it also just said Christ is going to give instruction to those who are left behind. Go to 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 6. Because we're going to leave that open for the next show. Because the next show is showing Abraham's bosom, God's resting place. We're going to break down Hebrews 4, and we're going to show you where the dead in Christ be. And we're going to show you that the dead in Christ is going to rise. And we're also going to show you the twinkling of the eye, they're going to get heavenly bodies. I'm giving you a lot right now because I want you to check out the next show. And we're going to show you Christ's 1,000-year reign. We're going to tear down the rapture doctrine easily. The scriptures are going to tear down. We just going to read 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 6-11.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Was that chapter 2, bro?
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6. 6-11.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6. And now ye know what was holding, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who knows Verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who knows, who now letteth, will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even
read
him.
That little piece again. Read that piece again.
Verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall
consume
destroy.
Consume with the spirit of his mouth. Remember, Revelation 2, verse 16, repent, or we come fight against you with the sword of his mouth. Read that again.
And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9.
Okay. Right here.
Even him who... Go ahead.
Keep going.
Verse 9. Even him who is coming is after the work of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders.
Keep going.
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, the Most High shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
That's a very beautiful scripture, because it's showing Christ destroying the wicked. He's going to consume the wicked with the spirit of his mouth. And it also shows you who's the head, who's over these governments, rulers, because it says the work of Satan through our lying wonders, because that's why we don't know we Israelites. Because these pastors have been deceived. They've been deceived in money. They've been deceived in power. So they're going to teach the so-called lost, you know, the lost people, the flock. They're going to teach the flock lies. Because you do have pastors who try to teach truth, but at some point they fall in corruption too, because they're not teaching you the truth of Christ, that Christ was a Hebrew Israelite that come through the seed of David. That's why he called the son of David. If they're not teaching you that he actually come from a physical bloodline, and not saying it don't matter what color he is, he blue, green, he was a spirit. Yes, a spirit dwelt inside that body, inside that flesh. It's a spirit that dwells inside that flesh like it's a spirit dwelling inside your flesh. Now, can you please, brother, can you please let the people know what's all coming up next? And while I'm looking for something, let the people know what's all coming up next, and I'll get back with you shortly.
All right, yes, we're going to be going to a lesson on the bosom, the Most High's resting place, because our spirits were made eternal. And a lot of us don't know that when we die, our spirit does go somewhere. And it does go down. It doesn't go into the heavens. So we're going to share light on the understanding of Hebrews 4. And, of course, we're going to have precept upon precept, line upon line, to give you a complete understanding of the bosom of Abraham and hell, which are both located in the center core of the earth, and which, you know, hell can see the bosom of Abraham. You know, they're just that close. And we're going to show you all that within the King James Bible. Let me see. We got another show coming up as well. That's going to be speaking on brotherly love, forgiveness. We got a lot of things in the work. You know, we're just going to let the spirit move it where it needs to be, and you all can look forward to a lot of truth coming out in these end times. As the brother said, we must wake up the 12 tribes of Israel to have them understand who they are so they can do their part, and then also prophesy the truth on all four corners for the whole earth, to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. So we absolutely, you know, hoping that you can be a part of some upcoming shows. We'll do our best to try and, you know, have them out there a week in advance so you can prepare yourself to be a part of the show, call in, ask questions, and just follow truth.
Okay.
Work here.
Yeah. Okay. Like the brother was saying, what's coming on next is Abraham's bosom. It's gonna be called Hebrews 4. Abraham's bosom, God's resting place. And then we're gonna have immediately after that, we're going to have the god of this world, Satan. We know Satan is the god of this world, but we're going to go precept upon precept and dig in those scriptures to give you full, dig in those scriptures, pull them out to give you full understanding. But I need Jonathan, Jonathan, I'm sorry, brother, I'm calling you your American man. I'm sorry. Okay, go to Matthew 24.
All right.
Verse 29. I'm jumping back in here because I want to show the people that, this is not even a study about the rapture, but I'm going to go in a little bit more and show that the rapture is no good. 24, verse 29.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall far from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn.
All the tribes of the earth shall do what? What the tribes of the earth shall do?
All the tribes of the earth mourn.
They're going to mourn when they know Christ is coming, because those are the rulers over the earth, the kings, the judges, the rulers. They're going to mourn when they see Christ coming. And it's also showing you, and it's also showing you, read that again so you can read the whole scripture in its totality, because I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Matthew 24 and 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Okay, it's showing you, it said immediately after the tribulation. Go to verse 8, Matthew 28, and read 8 through 10, so we can see what this tribulation means.
Matthew 24, verse 8. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
And guess what? Everything you're reading right now, read verse 14.
Verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Then shall the end come when it's proof of the understanding that the Most High have an elect in this earth who don't know who they is. When the Israelites start waking up and start finding out who they is, they start following the laws, following the commandments, putting down holidays, picking up holy days, start teaching the Gentiles to come to the Most High, not in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Yeshua Christ. Then the end shall come. Because guess what? That's showing you what time period we in. Because we waking up. We waking up. So we are in Revelation. We deep in Revelation. The scripture says all these are beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Because once you find out who you is, once you gravitate back to who you're from, you're taking your heritage, you grabbing up the Bible, you're learning who you are, you're going to go out and you're going to put it in the air. You're going to put proof in the air. You're going to prophesy. You're going to bring out this words what's been hidden for ages. You're going to bring it out to the forefront, and you're going to be a marked individual. Because once you go to telling your family and friends, you don't supposed to eat the pork. You don't supposed to do the holy days. And grandma, why you got that picture of that white Jesus up there? The scripture says, and then shall many be offended. Many going to be offended because you're not walking in the pagan practices anymore. You're not doing these holy holidays. You're picking up the holy days. And you're doing exactly what the Most High said. Many shall be afflicted. Many shall be offended, and they shall betray one another.
brothers, sisters, cousins, husbands, wives, they're going to betray one another and shall hate one another. And we can see that right now today. The person, it's people who used to be cool and boom, hate each other just out of nowhere. The scripture says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. People, matter of fact, the love don't wax so cold. People get on YouTube and it's nothing to see somebody get killed no more. People watch people get killed on you just watch. Once upon a time, you can just watch somebody get killed.
Mm-hmm.
The love of many wax cold. And also what I wanted to show,
Matthew 24:21. For then shall be great, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be.
Read 21. When you read 21, jump straight to 29.
For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darker, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Keep going.
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
Now think about what 21 said. For then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world. That's serious, because the Most High destroyed all of Nephilim with a flood, all the dinosaurs. All the Most High destroyed the flesh that was on the earth before. And this scripture says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world. So while this great tribulation come up, immediately, verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. So that's showing you that nobody's going to be raptured up out of no tribulation. Christ coming after the tribulation. During the tribulation, Christ coming. And Christ going to have to come. Why Christ going to have to come? Read verse 22, brother.
Matthew 24:22. And except those days shall be short.
Read verse 22.
Say it again.
Christ's going to have to come. Read verse 22. Why he going to have to come? Read verse 22.
And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved.
Read that again.
And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved.
There won't be no flesh saved if Christ don't come. See, it was a difference then when they had the Nephilim running around destroying the splicing animals so they could kill out the Most High creation. But it wasn't that many people in the earth then. But now all the people in the earth, as many people in the earth, Satan done tricked these people where they really feel that they could take the earth and they could just destroy people. pass out the mark of the beast, do all these different things to make you yield to their commander. Keep going, because this is the reason why Christ doesn't have to come and save, but it's a reason. Read.
And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days should be shortened.
For the elect's sake, for the children of Israel's sake, those days would be shortened. Satan figured he had a time period where he knew what he had to do. But the Most High is going to cut short that time. The time is going to be cut short. Why? Because the elect's sake. You got to remember, the Most High promised.
Right.
The Most High made a promise that Jacob will rule. And if Esau destroyed all of Jacob, because that's what it's about. It's about the promise. It's about the promise. Now, I hope you enjoyed the show. We're kind of rusty, but we're going to get back right. We got people in the queue. Bring them in. Let them do their thing. Welcome them to the Lions Den.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, and we're going to be taking a call from 754 number. One moment.
Hello?
I want to welcome you to the Lions Den. Brother, what's going on? Brother, sister, shalom. How you doing? Warriors of Christ.
I'm going
well. Warriors of Christ.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Warriors in Christ. Brother Yohanathan, Brother Dwayne. Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I got some precepts to go with some things that I heard. One of them was inside 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 and 12. Well, can you hear me?
Yeah, do you
yes,
hear
sir. We can hear you.
All right, well, I'm gonna go there, and then I'm gonna read a precept after I read it.
Hold on one second before you do that. Go ahead, welcome this other brother to the line, then get everybody in at the same time. Let the brothers go. If they got something to go through in the scripture wise, let everybody in and let everybody do their thing.
Welcome to the line, Lord of Christ. Right, brother, sister, you there?
Well, it's still me.
Okay, well, do your thing.
Okay. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 to 12. And it says, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness, and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they may be saved. And for this cause, the Most High shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all may be damned that believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. I found a precept to this the other day, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 4. Down to verse 4 and 5.
Okay, say that again, Isaiah. What?
Isaiah 66, chapter 4 and 5. And I'm going there right now to read it. And this says, this, verse 4. I will also cause their delusion and will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes, and chose that which I delighted not. Hear the word of the Most High, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hate you, that cast you out for my name's sake, say it. Let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear in your glory, and they shall be ashamed.
That's an awesome precept, brother. See, that's why the Most High like us to work in unity. That's great, brother.
I got another precept to Matthew. It's in Matthew. It's the one to Matthew chapter 24, verse 29.
Okay.
Where it says immediately after the tribulation. We go to immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and the tribes shall then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven in the power of great glory. I got a precept to that. It's Revelation chapter 1, verse 7.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Nothing to get that right quick. And it says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierce him, and all kindred in the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
That's the priest. Mm-hmm. How's it? Showing the priest.
I'll pray for
the whole
time, man.
That's him. And I want to congratulate y'all on the lesson right here, man. This was a good lesson. Hold up. Ripping a little bit. That part right there with Acts chapter 2, verse 25 to 30, I did not see that. You know, I never really put that piece together right there with Psalms. And I read a piece of Psalms, chapter 2, verse 2, but I didn't put it together like that. I never precept those. So to see that, it was like, man, even David was talking about Christ back then.
Yeah, actually, you know, I could go back to when he, I see what you're saying, because you know when he promised that to David in, what it was? Let's see, when he promised that to David, I think it was in Samuel, let's see.
Second Samuel chapter 7.
Right. So you familiar when he promised it to him, but you didn't know that David prophesied on it.
No, I did not know that in Psalms chapter 2, verse 2. I didn't know that he was actually talking about Christ in that. I just thought he was just talking about the people. So to see that, I'm like, okay. Wow.
Well, you know, all it is that the Most High blessing us to get back on air, to do our work in unity. We're not looking for no type of division, strife, envy. We on here just to do the work for the Most High, bring Israel back to the understanding of it and be a light to the Gentiles. So we trying to right our ship before we could get to where we got to go. So if anybody linking up to being spirit of truth, we all for that. But if you talking any division, we're not trying to hear it. We're not trying to hear it. We're going to read the seven overcomes, and that's every week we're going to read those overcomes, because at the end, we have to endure to the end. So any brothers or sisters who are all about truth and being in the spirit of Christ, we're all about that. No division.
Right. Okay. And absolutely, man. You know, we back at it. A little bit rusty, but at the same time, we understand that, you know, we will be judged according to the work, and we're just trying to do our work, and we hope that, you know, everybody who has an ear to hear and eyes to see, man, just follow suit and basically does what they supposed to do, to take the bricks out of this kingdom and help build the kingdom to come. Also, we got another brother or sister in the queue. I'm going to put you back in the... and put you back on hold and bring this other person in, but since we got a lot of time,
let the brother stay in. It's 14 okay. minutes left. Let the brother stay in and, you know, ride on that.
All right, I'm going to bring you in, brother or sister, right now. Let me welcome you in properly as we, you know, letting you enter into the lion's den, warriors in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom, brother or sister.
Shalom.
Hello. Shalom.
Shalom.
Ah, what's happening?
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, you on live, brother. We can hear you loud and clear.
We hear you loud and clear, Judah. We hear you roaring.
Definitely. It's good to hear. Good to hear warriors in Christ. It's good to hear you brothers doing the work of the Most High. This is what we call for, and I like what I hear from you, brothers. I learned a lot of edification tonight. Learned a lot from you, brothers, tonight, which I brought out. And also, the seven overcomes. Really like the seven overcomes. Because what we have to understand, it is him who endures to the end. He, the same shall be saved. So it's not that we have already obtained, but we run this race. We fight a good fight until the end. And so the seven overcomes, each one of those overcomes, the Most I tell you, through his son Christ, every time you do overcome, you will be rewarded. For Yeshua said, behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me to give to each man according to his works. So you brothers out here putting in the works of the Most High, and that's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's about building the kingdom to come. You know what I mean? It's about us in unity, loving one another through the scriptures, sharing edification through the scriptures. So I just want to, you know, say that learned a lot of edification from you brothers, and you know what I mean, it's a good thing to hear warriors in Christ again.
Thank you. All praise be to the Most High, brother.
All praise to the Highest Bashim Shai Walk.
Yes.
The water higher, the water is higher.
So do you got any? Because I know you be going in and bring out some great scriptures on anything. Just bring us something.
Oh, is this open topic?
Matter of fact, while we online, this is Warriors in Christ. And since Warriors in Christ is back up in action, we're going to give you a preview of what's to come. Share with us this vision. The children of light, brother.
Okay, definitely. I had a vision. The Most High showed me through his son, Yeshua, about the children of light. Because being the children of light, there's a characteristic that comes with that. So if we go to, as a matter of fact, let's go to Genesis. Go to Genesis 1. Genesis 1 and 1.
Got it.
And we're going to directly precept Genesis 1 and 1. We're going to directly precept that, but as of now, let's just read Genesis 1 and 1. And read that for me, brother, while I'm
all right, Genesis.
Go ahead.
All right, let me get it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, the Most High created the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Mm-hmm.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Mm-hmm.
All right, there. And God said, and the Most High said, let there be light. Right?
Right.
Now, this directly precepts what the brother was saying earlier when he was saying that Christ is the, all things were made by him and for him. He is the creator of all things. But Christ, he is the first, he is the creator of all, he is the first thing created of all things. Even though he was in the bosom of the Father, but he was pulled out of the Father, and he was established from the beginning. That's why Christ said, I am the beginning and I am the end. So from Genesis 1 in chapter 4, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. Well, you know what, Salaki, excuse me. I'm directly precepting that. Genesis 1 and, what that was, 3, brother?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Directly precepting that with St. John, chapter 1, verse 1, and after you read chapter verse 1, then we're going to go down to verse 8. So we can have some understanding what this light was when he said in the beginning, the first thing that God said was let there be light, because we understand the earth was void. And the Spirit of God, Spirit of the Most High, higher, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the Heavenly Mother, Spirit of Ahia, was hovering over the face of the deep, and the earth was without form, and it was void.
You
so
are.
Here you have the Father and the Spirit, and then the first thing that was created when he said, let there be light. Let's see what that light was. St. John.
St. John chapter 1.
St. John chapter 1, verse 1.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life.
Excuse me, brother. St. John, the Gospel of John. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 1, verse 1. You was reading, you was reading 1 John, right?
Yeah.
The Gospel of John.
All right, I got you.
Gospel
John,
of John.
John 1.
Chapter 1. Mm-hmm.
John 1, chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Hold on, right there. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word, excuse me, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if you understand that Christ is Yeshua Christ is the Word. So when I said earlier, he was always inside the Father's bosom. But when he was separated from the Father, that's when he was begotten. That the first creation, that's when he was separated from the Father, because you understand that a man and a woman brings forth life.
Mm-hmm.
When a man and a woman, this is the natural reproductive system of anything created. It takes a man and a woman, a father and a mother, to create life, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, true. Mm-hmm.
So we understand that earth is made in the similitude of things in heaven. So just like it takes a man and a woman to procreate in heaven, it took the Heavenly Father and the Spirit of the Most High to create the Son. Now, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, we're going to jump down to chapter.
Yeah, go where you're going, but to get more clarity for the people, when the scripture says was God, Christ was a power. He was
a power.
Make the Elohim, the three powers.
Elohim.
Exactly, Elohim. So Christ is a power.
Exactly. Thank you for that clarification, brother. So we're going to go directly down to. Let's keep reading.
Listen, keep reading that. We got 4 minutes left.
So what we can
okay,
do?
Okay, 4 minutes.
Yeah, we got 4 minutes left. So you can finish reading that. However you want to take it out, but we got 4 minutes left. Well, but this is what we're going to do because we only got a short time.
Okay.
We're going to link back up with you, brother. But what we're going to do, we're going to close out the Warriors of Christ. Give them brothers a shout out. Let that lion roll for Judah. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for coming to the Lions Den.
Definitely.
Oh, most
I'll
definitely, brother. Bless you in the spirit of the Most High.
We're gonna catch up with you, brother, separately offline.
Definitely.
Exactly. So what we're gonna do?
Okay.
What you were saying?
I was just gonna say we're gonna wrap it up and play that outro. I'm gonna let them hear that Al Green again. Let them know he's coming back.
Most definitely.
You already know. Gotta let them know.
Wait, that
he's
song.
Coming back.
That song. That was Al Green. I thought I was. A,
yes,
I thought you guys made. I know it was a song I heard before, but I didn't really just never ever really listen to the word because it's an old song.
Listen to it right now, brother. Here we go. Open your ears right now. Here we go. He's a kid to you right now.
The thing is, did he know he was an Israelite?
Man, let's play the song, brother. We're going to touch on that.
Listen to what he's saying, because he was on point.
Yeah.
Show
all right, brother. Just below.
Oh, that's